Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it may be where you are. This is Kim Mazel, and you're listening to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. This is episode 2. Such a pleasure to be able to be on this platform, to be able to talk to you. We're just speaking about beginnings, and I'd like to continue to talk about beginnings. You must start. First thing you must do is start. And this is addressed to all ages. When I say young hearts run free, it doesn't matter whether you're 8 or 80 and all the ages in between and those who are older than that. It is a matter of the heart and where your heart is set. So in these days, we've got to do a lot of restarts and reset right now due to COVID-19 and so many different things on a spiritual level, on a natural level. Just a little bit more background on me. I'm from the music industry. I've had a long career, but I also work in education as well. So music and education, lifestyle, wellness, these type of things encompass me from experience. And I'd just like to encourage you today to be encouraged. And I'll continue on with the point, just saying that there's a lot of resetting happening. A lot of people have to restart and rethink what the present and the future will look like for them. Different industries that they've worked in are no longer set. Education systems, music industry, entertainment, arts, just so many programs and industries are no longer available. So we have to find new marketplaces. Therefore, you must begin, begin again, begin anew, refresh yourself, look yourself in the mirror, and also take a rest. Don't just get started running in panic, because that can waste a lot of time. As my dad used to say, haste makes waste. So you may want to set out a plan best you can. Continue, as I said, to encourage yourselves. And one thing I do know is that you should not despise small beginnings, because small seeds grow really, really big things. Just stay persistent. With your beginning and your re-beginning and your renewing yourself. There are a lot of things that some of us people my age and a bit younger, maybe I'll say 40s and 50s, have to relearn how to do. Some of us have already been privy to online platforms. So you may want to get started with the online platform. There's room for everybody. It's a massive marketplace. Find your voice. And for my younger people, as I said, I work in education, younger people, you already know these platforms, but be true to yourselves and be very careful. We have to be mindful of these online platforms, because there's a lot of skullduggery going on these online platforms. There's a lot of scams. There are a lot of things that we have to be mindful of. So let's just, there's everybody has a course. Everybody has, which is nothing wrong with that, but you have to be careful when you're putting your money down for taking a new course, to learn a new skill, to go into a new industry, to teach yourself a new skill. Just be careful. Just want to say to be mindful about that. I'm just on here today. I really just wanted to encourage you to not be afraid to just dip your toe in the pool now of setting yourself on a new course. The world is being reset, re-engineered. The re-engineering of society comes every generation. And this one's probably been a plan for a long time, because I've seen it on the horizon for so long, yet I just couldn't get in place fast enough. So that's all right. I'm good too. I'm here with you guys. This is very sensitive. Got to be really careful. So I don't know what happened with that, but I was saying the blessing for me is that I had so many platforms already in place on the internet. I had website, Facebook, Instagram. It doesn't matter your numbers. Just find something that you're passionate about and just get started with it. Try to stay consistent with it as best you can. As I was saying, this is new for me, doing like a podcast. But I talk a lot. A lot of us do. And I have lots of experience. So I just wanted to share with everyone today to be encouraged and not to be so frightened about the future. Take exhale at this moment. Rest. I know it seems like it may be... that things are catching up with you or bills or things, but take a rest so that you can think clearly during this period. And as I was saying, do not despise small beginnings. And that is actually a Bible scripture. So you can't get a more pertinent word than you get a word from scripture. So, you know, don't despise a small beginning or resetting, restarting from where you are so that you can... stay in the marketplace or feel a value, because this has sort of made a lot of people lose hope. This COVID that we're going through, which has caused economic crash of so many industries. I just want to say, continue to be encouraged. Let your young heart run free. Encourage your children, encourage yourself, encourage your parents, your aunties, your uncles, your grandparents, and pull from each other, learn from each other, strengthen each other in those spaces, and do all you can for the best time that you can. So I'm just noticing here that I can only record up to about 5 minutes, so I didn't know that. But anyway, I'm just feeling great today. It's Saturday. I'm in sunshine mode, a little bit of clouds, but I'm in sunshine mode no matter what. So I just want to say, have a great day today. Be blessed. This is Kim Azell, First Lady of House Music, and you're listening to Young Hearts Run Free, Episode 2, Part 2. Have a blessed day.